tomorrow. So good to be with you from this neutral site. Wisconsin, of course, the home team, a chance to play in front of fans in the Milwaukee market. And Brian, we heard starting lineups just a moment ago, and this is, you know, virtually everyone's chance to get a look at this Wisconsin Badgers lineup for the first time, with nine newcomers and some, really, I think, some splash additions out of the transfer portal. Is there a guy in particular that you're excited to see?
Well, I think when you start, obviously, when you look at college basketball, the guard position is so important. So you look at Nick Boyd and what he's able to do. I think that first is kind of, I always say, head of the snake when you talk about guard play. He's going to initiate the offense. We know Wisconsin wants to play fast. We saw how much success they had last year by averaging more than 80 points, the first time since 1971-72 season. So can Nick continue to push it the way that Greg wants to play? That's the first part. But there's so many people that you want to watch and see how it plays out. You know, Wisconsin has 32% of their minutes back. That's 10th in the Big Ten. So overall, there's a lot of opportunities out there as well. So now it's in front of you. Go get it.
Badgers in their home whites as they play on the home court of the Milwaukee Bucks, whose regular season opener was just earlier this week on Wednesday night. In those familiar white uniforms with red numbers on the front and back, Wisconsin spelled out across the front. Red trim of the Motion W on the thigh of either leg. Under Armour uniforms. Oklahoma counters with their road reds. The OU, interlocking OU logo on the right thigh. White trim on the jerseys. White numbers and letters in Oklahoma spelled out across the front. Brian, it kind of looks like another rendition of the red and white scrimmage, which we saw on Sunday in Madison, just the Oklahoma shade of red, a little bit darker than the Wisconsin Cardinal red.
Well, and somebody's going to have to lose this one. You know, the difference with the red-white scrimmage is Wisconsin won no matter what. So it's an exhibition, yes, but a great opportunity for both teams.
Before we get going with tip-off, time for an ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Basketball.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready to go. Tip center Nolan Winter will take it for Wisconsin against Muhammad Wagi of Oklahoma. Badgers win the tip. They operate left to right as we see it, and we are underway. Rapp with a dribble handoff to Blackwell. He swings it to Nolan Winter, left to right around the arc. First touch for Andrew Rohde, and the pocket pass for Winter is tipped and eventually picked up by Darion Reed of Oklahoma. Sooners first possession, they work right to left. Wagi, top of the key, one dribble to his left to hand off to Xavier Brown. A paint touch for Brown, kick out to the free throw line. Pass from Davis inside to Wagi, and the big man lays it in for the first bucket of the game.
On the first offensive possession for Wisconsin, a turnover. That's what you get playing early games like that. That's just a, you know, pass and catch that they didn't connect on.
2-0 Oklahoma, 40 seconds in. Blackwell in the lane. 10-foot fadeaway jumper goes for the junior John Blackwell, and the Badgers are on the board.
And John does such a great job of just reading the defense, understanding you get in the paint, play off 2 feet, go up, raise up, make shot.
Two up and two down, still not a minute into this game, and a drive down the right lane line by Tay Davis is off the mark. Badgers the rebound, quickly the other way. Nick Boyd with a wild layup attempt. He draws the foul in the lane. And Nick Boyd is going to the free throw line.
And we just talked about being able to get up, get the ball, get in transition, get to the free throw line. That's a question I have with this team. Can they get to the free throw line as much as they did last year? You know, John Tanjay was able to get there a bunch and convert on that. Wisconsin has always been good getting to the free throw line. Can this team do the same thing?
Badgers were one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country last season. And Nick Boyd still waiting around at the free throw line to get back going here. Our attention turns to the Wisconsin bench, where Nolan Winter is getting checked out by Wisconsin athletic trainer Brent Newharth. Didn't see what happened, but I think it looks like Nolan got hit in the nose or in the face. And yes, they've wedged a little bit of Kleenex into his nose. So Greg Gard is going to his bench right away and sends in Alexis Bieliauskas, the freshman from Lithuania.
Definition of nosebleeds, kind of where we're sitting right now.
Oh, they're not that bad.
No, they're not. Hey, we're going to have some fun doing this.
We are at top section 117 at center court here inside Fiserv Forum to paint the picture for you. And Nick Boyd goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Offensive rebound, kick out. John Blackwell, top of the key three. It rims out and goes out of bounds, baseline left. But it's going to stay with Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. Last touched by Oklahoma's Xavier Brown. So Blackwell will inbound from the corner, baseline left. Fresh shot clock for Wisconsin. It goes into Boyd, high on the left. Brings it back down to the left wing. Jump kick out Blackwell. Now left side Bielauskas. He finds Austin Rapp right of the circle. Three ball short. Long rebound picked up by Wagee. And Oklahoma runs down the floor right to left. Tate Davis throws up an alley-oop attempt to Darion Reed. It's batted out of bounds. And it was deflected by Oklahoma's Reed Lasso. Wisconsin ball, no foul. Reed hit the deck hard there. Wisconsin with it, up 3-2, 18-26 and running here first half. Rapp open on a cut. He dunks it home on a feed from Andrew Rohde. And Wisconsin now leads 5-2.
Really good basketball IQ though by Rapp. Just slipping that screen, going right to the front of the rim. Finished it with a dunk.
Rapp just a sophomore from Australia, but he played professionally in the NBL in Australia. Transfer from Portland. Kick out from Reed to Wagee, the 6'10 big man at the top of the key, traveled. Wisconsin ball.
Good couple defensive possessions by Wisconsin being loaded. Obviously, you talk about exhibition games, sometimes that defense lacks, but they've been able to get back in transition and guard and force walls.
So Boyd on the dribble with the right hand, high on the right. Wagee steps out and he swings it around from Rapp. Now Blackwell, far side, brings it back out on the left wing. Bielauskas, top of the key, one dribble handoff. Rohde, right wing. Bielauskas, top side, three ball on the way and good for the 6'10 big man off the bench.
Just understanding. His defender was low. He stayed out top for three, was able to drill it.
Eight straight for the Badgers. They lead 8-2. 17-27 to go first half. This is Nigel Pack for Oklahoma. Top of the key around Rohde. Right elbow jumper on the rim and out. Batted to Rapp, and Wisconsin has the rebound. Boyd left to right. Pass to his right. Rapp underhand right wing Blackwell. Top of the key Bielauskas. Now high on the left. Boyd dribbling to his right. Shifting left. Left wing. Step back. Three ball on the way and short. Rebound Pack of Oklahoma. Pack down the floor, top of the key, he stops, pass to his left. Xavier Brown on a knifing move into the lane, draws the foul just inside the free throw line.
And defensively, Wisconsin just got extended there, and then that's where the driving lane was. And because they got extended and the drive happened, then he gets fouled. Those are some of those habits and film breakdowns that Wisconsin coach guard needs to see to say, hey, we got to correct it. We got to be tighter in this situation so we don't, you know, have a foul there.
So Bielauskas, who hit the three a moment ago, picks up his first foul as Jack Janicki checks into the game off the bench for Wisconsin, wearing a new number, number 5. He wore number 33 last season for Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. See how Alliant Energy is building a strong, resilient energy future today and for generations to come. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond. Oklahoma inbound. It's stolen by Nick Boyd in the corner. Badger ball left to right. Blackwell in the lane. Kick out. Top of the key. Three. Rapp. It's short. Rebound corralled by Dayton Forsyth of Oklahoma. Sooners ball. Brown for Davis. Kick out. Far corner. Reed. Three ball. It's good. And Oklahoma cuts the lead to 8-5 Wisconsin. Badgers with it. Boyd near wing, driving to the lane, kick out Blackwell, underhand, left wing Pack, sends it the other way now, Boyd in the far corner, Blackwell high on the left, around the screen, curls into the lane, Blackwell jump stop, low block right, hits the short range jumper. Four for Blackwell, and it's 10-5 Wisconsin with 16:08 and running here in the first half. Oklahoma ball with Xavier Brown, the junior from Philadelphia, dribbling laterally to his right. Pass back to his left. Reed, left wing, three ball. In it goes. Back-to-back triples for the Sooners. And the score is 10-8 Wisconsin.
And Rapp's closeout there is just a little short. And because he's short, allows the three.
Now it's Jack Janicki, left wing, top of the key. Bielauskas, one dribble, pass Blackwell, right wing three. Off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Tate Davis of Oklahoma. He brings it up the middle of the floor. stops straddling the three-point arc, and now Brown has it. High on the right, guarded by Boyd of Wisconsin. Forsyth, right of the circle, draws the foul. It's on Wisconsin's Nick Boyd. And we have 15:25 to play in the first half. It is time for a break. You are listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 15:25 to play first half. It's Wisconsin 10, Oklahoma 8. Exhibition opener for the Badgers here at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. John Blackwell with 4 points to lead the Badgers. Any early thoughts, Brian?
I think just overall in general, a little bit slow as far as just kind of the feel, which is why you play this. It's to be expected. So nothing jumps out as far as just, you know, things that you look at and say, oh, wow, that's a red flag, or that looks really good. It's that feel of process of, okay, this is where they're at. This is what's kind of happening with it. But offensively, they're pushing it, and you've seen, you know, a couple of those things early on pop up.
It's Oklahoma ball. Xavier Brown on the dribble. Janicki, Blackwell, Rohde, Winter, and the fifth man on the floor for Wisconsin, Will Garlock, true freshman from Middleton, Wisconsin, getting his first court time as a Badger in exhibition play. Garlock guarding the ball right now on Mohamed Wagyu, who goes up with a wild shot. It's off the backboard, and the shot clock horn went off, but the Badgers had already taken the ball back. Blackwell on the dribble. Kick out top of the key, Winter in the lane. A runner swirls home for Nolan Winter, his first bucket of exhibition play.
And he did a really good job last year being able to, you know, shot fake, put that ball in the dribble. But again, he's showing it there yet again this year.
And then on a drive by Xavier Brown, a foul is called on Wisconsin underneath. And our officials tonight, Keith Kimball, Marcus Pettigrew, and Brian Dorsey are going to review this. Foul is on Nolan Winter, whose nosebleed has been rectified. It's the third team foul on Wisconsin. Winter's first personal.
Raise my hand and say, can we please have more exhibition games? But so can we please have more exhibition games without reviews?
I was going to say, do you want more exhibition game reviews?
No. Well? Just I want more exhibition games. But can we just, the reviews, can we take that? I guess the officials need practice too, right? Like, that's what I'm going to tell myself.
So it was an off-ball foul. Winter was not guarding the driver on the play. He collided with Mohamed Wagi, and Wagi ended up in the seated position upright at the free throw line, almost trailing the play. And it's exhibition season for the officials as well. Not that they need it, but, you know, a tune-up for them, too, to just make sure the replay review systems are working and everything like that.
You're a big fan of replay, huh?
You know, I'm just, hey, as you said, what did you say at the beginning? Like, Badger basketball, sign me up anytime, anywhere. It's never too early.
Yes.
I mean, you got to take the good with the bad, right?
So you don't have to sign me up for replay. If I can avoid signing up for that, I will. But
I mean, we've got the concession stands literally right behind us. You can go grab another
popcorn.
Pretzel, if you want.
Pretzel and popcorn. It's a good day. It's a good Friday night here.
Well, it is a common foul, so we play on. Baseline inbounds for Oklahoma. On the right wing, a three ball on the way for Tay Davis, and that's good. So Oklahoma has splashed its last three triples, and the lead is one for Wisconsin, 12-11 with 14.5 minutes to play first half. Winter has the pass broken up on the left wing and taken away by Tay Davis. Forsyth on the right wing, pass up top to Xavier Brown, drives left lane line, fadeaway from just inside the elbow, and suddenly Oklahoma is red hot.
And Wisconsin's last offensive possession, the spacing was bad, and that's why there was a turnover.
Oklahoma with the lead, 13-12. Rohde, left wing, three ball, short for Wisconsin. Rebound to Kai Rogers of Oklahoma, who is one of two Wisconsin natives on the Sooners roster. Rogers from nearby Wauwatosa. Forsyth, shot fake, drive left lane line, picked up by Winter, and a kick out up top to Davis, and he traveled at the top of the key. Wisconsin ball, 13:52 to play.
Actually worked out Kai Rogers a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
When he was a young high school player.
Big dude.
Big dude. Big dude. Moves well. And overall, you look at kind of that's what it is. It's we're going to see more and more. It's tough going to be for freshmen to come in. But, again, you look at Kai Rogers, you know, overtime elite he played.
Yeah.
So more experienced freshmen that truly really aren't freshmen anymore.
Wisconsin ball, trailing by one. Winter, restricted circle. He is blocked by Rogers. Gets it back. Second chance opportunity denied, and then the ball eventually tipped out of bounds. Baseline left by Rogers. It stays with Wisconsin. But Rogers not afraid to challenge the junior Nolan Winter there.
And you talk about a big dude, but most importantly, long dude.
Yeah.
Right? Long arms, chested up. Two really good blocks against Nolan.
Sideline inbounds. Janikia goes to Boyd. Top of the key. Push pass. Rohde curls in the lane just inside the free throw line. 13-footer good for Andrew Rohde. His first exhibition bucket as a Badger. Badgers take the lead. 14-13. 13-20 to play first half. This is Pack left wing. On the dribble, guarded by Boyd. Wiggles to the free throw line. In the paint. Turnaround. Fadeaway. Rainbow shot off the heel of the rim. Long rebound picked up by Boyd. He sprints left to right. Left lane line. Shot blocked by Oklahoma's Jeff Nwankwo. And out of bounds to the far side bench. It stays with Wisconsin. 25 on the shot clock.
But you can already see the pace at which Boyd plays.
He catches
it. He's going to go. He's going to push. He's put pressure at the rim early in transition, which is only going to help this team throughout the season.
Braden Carrington has just checked into the game for the first time for Wisconsin, wearing a white headband. Number zero, the Minnesota transfer with the inbounds pass to Boyd. He swings it up top to Winter. Right side wrap, handoff Rohde. Return feed wrap in the lane. Layup good for the big fella Austin Rapp, who's got 4 points for Wisconsin.
And they've all come on rolls and slips. That's how Rapp scored his two buckets, is because he's the basketball IQ, understanding when to slip that so he's wide open. You can see it.
Wisconsin by three, 16-13, middle stages of the first half. This is Nigel Pack. Top of the key, he feeds Kowal a tech, and the big man, 6'9", off the bench for Oklahoma, drains a three. Tied up at 16, Boyd.
Offensive foul.
On a drive, was it? It was on Rapp, I believe, for an illegal screen. No, it's on Boyd.
It's on Boyd. Yeah, okay. He came high and wrapped, and it was a pretty obvious offensive foul call. And again, I'll take that in an exhibition, because what is he doing? He's putting pressure at the rim. When you have a team that wants to get to the rim or shoot threes, when you have a point guard that is able to break down the defense and get to that paint, it creates way more space.
Pack, top of the key for Oklahoma. Now Atek left to the circle. Three ball good for Kowal Atek. who's got six in almost instantaneous fashion. Oklahoma leads 19-16.
We're just seeing some short closeouts by Wisconsin.
Andrew Rohde, left wing for Wisconsin. Defense sags. Rohde fires short from deep. Rebound corralled by Nwankwo of Oklahoma. Carrington spills. Attack travel. Has it on the right wing, and he traveled. There have been about as many traveling calls on Oklahoma as they've made three-pointers.
That's Friday night. A little dance floor action.
Right, it is definitely becoming a dance floor, and we have a timeout on the floor. 11:57 to play first half. Oklahoma 19, Wisconsin 16 from the Rail Transport broadcast booth. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pregame tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
Brewpub Pizza is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and local heroes in our communities. They partnered with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to give back to those who serve through each sale of their new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, available now in your local grocery store. With Brian Butch, Chris Foster's on hand from Milwaukee. It's Wisconsin trailing Oklahoma 19-16 with 11:57 to play in the exhibition opener. Butchie, I know you don't like exhibition replay reviews, but correct. What do you think about exhibition stats?
I love it. Overall, you look at kind of where they're at. They're 1 of 8, Wisconsin 1 of 8 from three. We know they're going to shoot a lot of shots, but that's kind of what you expect. Because the game is sped up than in practice.
Yeah.
So the game shots you're getting are a little bit different than the practice shots. So you've got to work through that. I think that's the one thing I look at there, just kind of the 1 of 8. But that's also an area, big picture-wise, that John Blackwell needs to get better at. His freshman year, he shot 45% from three. Last year, 32%. He goes through the NBA workouts, and the feedback is, hey, more consistent there. And find a way to make sure that you elevate in that level. That's the one thing as the season goes on. If John Blackwell becomes that 40% three-point shooter, watch out, because now John can drive. We've seen that already. But how do you guard him if he's knocking it down at 40-some percent from three?
Wisconsin ball in the half court. Nolan Winter on a feed from Blackwell gets to the rack, and he's denied again by Rogers. Boyd with the offensive rebound for Wisconsin, and Boyd is fouled low block right. Just the second team foul on the Sooners. And it goes against Nigel Pack.
And I'd really like to see Nolan play with his shoulder through the contact. Right now, his shoulders are turning, which is allowing Kai Rogers to block that shot. Play with the shoulder into the chest, then you can elevate.
Blackwell underneath on a curl into the lane, and he is fouled by Oklahoma's Kawhi Atek.
And that's being really picky on Nolan right there. But as you've seen on the block shots, as he goes up, it's a little bit of the turn. Show the ball to Kai Rogers. And Kai Rogers has some really good length. And that's where you're able to get the block shot.
The length and physicality noticeable for Rogers. Blackwell at the free throw line, and he drains the first. Blackwell was over an 81% foul shooter last year. And to clarify, the foul for Oklahoma on Jeff Nwankwo, number three, so his first. And Blackwell goes 2 for 2 at the stripe, pacing the Badgers with 6 points here, 11:35 to go, first half. Wisconsin down by 1, 19-18. A little bit of full court pressure for Boyd and the Badgers, but they sag and pack right over the Milwaukee Bucks logo at midcourt. Drifting to his right, guarded by Carrington. Crossover dribble. Now right lane line. Throws up a floater. Too tall off glass. Rebound tip to Carrington of Wisconsin. Carrington left to right. Winter top of the key. Boyd left wing. Spins on Forsyth. Drives low block left. Missed the bank shot short. Rebound pack of Oklahoma. Player falls. It's Nwankwo for Oklahoma. Back on his feet. Pack left side. Handoff Forsyth. Left to the circle. Picked up by Carrington. Forsyth knee-high dribble around a Rodgers screen at the free throw line. Forsyth a drive, and he hits the left-handed layup on the right side of the rack.
Yeah, really nice move.
Forsyth's first points. Oklahoma 21-18 over Wisconsin. Carrington left wing around a Winter screen just inside the arc. Flip back out to Winter. Pass to Boyd. Top of the key. Boyd follows the Winter screen. Hook pass wrap right of the circle. Three ball. Good. Austin Rapp's got 7. And Rapp ties the game 21-21, 10:27 and counting to go, first half. Pack to the top of the key for Oklahoma. Picks up his dribble, finds a tech. Top of the key, 3. And Oklahoma misses its first 3-point attempt of the game. They had been 5 for 5. Blackwell drives in the lane. Fadeaway jumper, good for John Blackwell, who's got 8.
And that's what I'm talking about. John's so good at getting into the paint. That first step, get in there, play strong, play off 2 feet. That's what he just did.
Badger fans really excited to see the jump he takes as an upperclassman. This is Forsyth. Left side of the lane for Oklahoma. Generates separation on Carrington and lands the mid-range J. Two good buckets for Forsyth, the sophomore from Dale, Oklahoma. And we're tied at 23 over halfway into the opening half. Rapp on an entry feed from Winter lays it in the restricted circle. Badgers lead 25-23.
Timeout, Oklahoma. And it's just great high-low action by Wisconsin there to force the timeout.
Well, Austin Rapp has really come alive here. 9 points in the starting lineup for Wisconsin.
But he started early. That's what happened. He got going early, cut to the basket, got some easy buckets, and now the game's coming easier to him.
Sure has. Badger Basketball is brought to you this season by Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building, we protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 9:35 to go, first half, and just a 30-second timeout for Porter Moser and the Oklahoma Sooners. Moser in his 5th season coaching Oklahoma. Fans of college basketball, especially in this part of the country, might recognize Porter Moser's name for the 10-year run he had as the coach of Loyola Chicago on those final four run they had in 2018. They went to the Sweet 16 shortly thereafter, and that was when Sister Jean came to fame. And RIP Sister Jean, who passed away just before this college basketball season got underway. I think she was 106.
I thought it was 106. That's a heck of a life.
Heck of a life.
106, my goodness. No offense, but I hope I don't live till 106. I can barely walk now. How do you think I'm going to be when I'm 106?
I hope you got a long runway yet, Butchie. Got plenty of gas in your tank. As we're back to basketball here at Fiserv Forum, Oklahoma ball down 2. Wild pass high on the right, picked up by Darion Reed of Oklahoma. Guarded by Bieliauskas, lets a 3 go in his face, and it's short. Rebound picked up by Hayden Jones, the freshman from New Zealand, into the game for the first time for Wisconsin. Jones with it on the Badger side of midcourt. Curling to the right wing, he's inside the arc now. Picks up his dribble and throws it away. It is going to be a backcourt violation.
Now, that ball was deflected. It should not have been a ball. It should not have. It was deflected.
And the Badger staff on its feet.
Yeah, no, as soon as I said it should not have been, and it's corrected.
So Wisconsin will hang on to the ball, but it's a sideline inbounds from Wisconsin's defensive side of the floor. Blackwell has the inbounds toss from Rapp. And they are going to, I think, change the inbounds location of this. Porter Moser, Oklahoma's head coach, is on the floor right now, demanding an explanation. And now Wisconsin is demanding that the shot clock be reset.
Yeah, because it should be to where it was touched. So there should be a couple. There should be some more time on the shot clock.
Right now it's at 11, and that is too short. Now the referees are gesturing to both benches. Everybody take a chill pill.
They lost a second. There is what happened.
And the shot clock wasn't reset, for what it's worth. Now just 6 on the shot clock. Left wing wrap for 3. In and out. Halfway down. And then a foul on Wisconsin underneath in the battle for the rebound. And it's on Alexis Bielauskas, his second personal.
Alexis Bielauskas. That's his second. 14 foul.
25-23 Wisconsin, 8:49 to play opening half. Oklahoma ball right to left. Xavier Brown on the dribble, guarded by Jones of Wisconsin. Mohamed Wagi with it, and he underhands to Brown. Right elbow jumper on the rim. A couple of taps. Loose in the corner by the Wisconsin bench. Great guard. Fleet of foot to get out of the way with Austin Rapp running down that rebound. Short sideline here at Fiserv Forum. It is Oklahoma ball, however, and they'll get a reset shot clock.
Coach must have been getting some workouts in. He looked pretty quick there.
Alec Blair to inbound for Oklahoma. Finds Wagia on the left wing. Now Brown high between the circles. Now right of the circle. Back to Blair on the left side. Blair spins at the free throw line. Guarded by Janicki. Nifty hesitation move. And it's tipped back in from the low block by Wagia. Wagia gets the bucket. He has 4. We're tied at 25. Wisconsin ball, 8:14 to play first half. Blackwell right of the lane. Bielauskas up top. Rapp now sends it to Jones, left of the circle. Bielauskas top side, one dribble. Janicki right wing. Janicki still on the right wing. Pass up top to Rapp, who's got 9 points. Rapp left lane line and is fouled, going to the cup. 7:55 to play first half. Wisconsin 25, Oklahoma 25. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin basketball is brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. With 7:55 to play in the first half, Wisconsin 25, Oklahoma 25. Exhibition opener for the Badgers. They get one more tune-up against UW-Platteville, and then the regular season begins against Campbell on November 3rd.
You asked me at the 16-minute TV timeout what impressed me. And it was like, okay, it's a feel. But really, when you look at it now, another 8 minutes goes by. It's been the way that Austin Rapp has played.
Yeah.
He's been really aggressive. We all knew he could shoot the ball from three. I mean, he's a guy that shot the ball at an elite level at Portland. And, you know, what he's able to do, he made 83 of them as a freshman, so you knew that. But the ability to put the ball on the floor, the ability to have a high basketball IQ and when to roll to the front of the rim and make himself get some easy baskets as well. That's the thing initially here I'm really excited about.
He just hit two free throws to give him 11 points for the night and give Wisconsin a 27-25 first half lead. 7:45 and counting to go. Oklahoma ball, Alec Blair guarded by Rapp, high on the right. A switch for Wisconsin, and Blair drives left lane line. Kick out to Darion Reed. Paint touch Reed, and he hits the fadeaway jumper. Reed's got eight, a couple of triples earlier in the half, and we're tied once again at 27. Now Rapp, right of the circle for Wisconsin, underhand Blackwell. To his left, it's Bielauskas. Bounce pass Janicki, curls inside the three-point arc, baseline left, and a kick out to Bielauskas. Off the mark. Rebound to Brown and Oklahoma. Brown, middle of the lane. Double teamed, and a kick out up top to Tay Davis. Top of the arc. Davis now dribbling to his right. Follows the screen by Wagi. Reed, top of the key, three for Oklahoma. It's off the rim, and the rebound low block left picked up by Hayden Jones. Blackwell on the move for Wisconsin. He's cut off by Reed. Now Jones, right wing for Wisconsin. Up top, Rapp, guarded by Alec Blair. One dribble, Blackwell, left wing. Drives Reed, brings it back outside the arc. Re-enters the lane. Blackwell finds his sweet spot and sinks another mid-range J.
And John did it all last year, too, but getting to that paint and then playing off of two feet and exploding up, been really good.
Blackwell into double figures for Wisconsin. And a foul called here against Wisconsin. Hayden Jones guarding the ball high on the right. In the half court for Oklahoma, Jones picks up his first, and that is Wisconsin's sixth team foul. Not in the bonus just yet. That is one thing that is a little bit different about this exhibition game, the foul allotment. You get six personal fouls before you are ejected from the game as Xavier Brown drives down the right lane line for an easy layup for Oklahoma. Brown has four, and we're tied at 29 with a little over 6 minutes to go in the half.
And that's where Will Garlock just gets sealed and has the big there in that screening action. When the other offensive big rolls, you can't get, you know, behind that so that you get sealed.
Blackwell, right wing for Wisconsin. Faces the hoop, now skips to his right, pocket pass, Nolan Winter, and he misses the layup, misses the second chance, too strong, he gathered his own miss. All that for nothing, it's Oklahoma ball, Darion Reed in the lane, a wild shot off the underside of the backboard, but he picks up a foul and is going to the line.
It was Oklahoma's first free throws of the night as well. Now those are two layups that, you know, Nolan's got to make. You talk about making the jump from sophomore year to junior year, those are examples of it. He knows that. I'm saying the obvious there, obviously, but just one of those things. Again, you don't make the layups, then what happens? It leads Oklahoma in transition.
Fouls on Will Garlock, but Darion Reed hits the first free throw. As head coach Greg Gard told us in our pregame interview, guys like Nolan Winter and John Blackwell, they're past halftime in their college careers now, which is really weird to think about, as they're both juniors. Great sophomore seasons for both Winter and Blackwell. Really took that big leap that you want to see after your freshman year, and really excited to see how their junior year unfolds as Reed hits his second of two free throws to give Oklahoma a 31-29 edge. Nick Boyd on the dribble for Wisconsin finds Garlock, the big fella, high on the left. Underhand Blackwell high on the left. Winter on the right side now. Swings it back to Garlock, the seven-footer from Middleton, Wisconsin. Boyd now follows the Garlock screen. Left lane line dribble. Throws up a high shot off glass. Rebound tipped back to Boyd, and he hits it on second effort off glass. Low block left. That's Boyd's first field goal as a Badger in exhibition play. 31-31 the score.
Might have got a little lucky there, too, because I don't know if he established himself after coming out of bounds.
You're only guilty if you get caught. Tay Davis, right wing. Entry feed, Kai Rogers, guarded by Garlock. Freshman on freshman. Rogers up and under, and he turns it over on a pass into the near corner. Blackwell, the interception. Feeds Boyd. Layup on the right side, too strong. Blackwell, the rebound. He is fouled.
You're only guilty if you get caught. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Just like you driving home, right?
Well, I should have said.
Yeah, get him.
You're only guilty if the ref blows the whistle.
State Patrol, make sure you're aware of them going home.
Just a short drive back to my parents' house in Brookfield tonight.
Well, I'll be careful. Don't go past that speed limit.
Well, maybe you can give me a ride.
No,
I'm gonna ask
you. Don't want to drive with me.
Badger ball out of the inbounds. Winter swings it up top to Blackwell. Blackwell drives to the right elbow. Short from midrange. Garlock tips the rebound into the backcourt, but it's gobbled up by Xavier Brown of Oklahoma. Now Nigel Pack for the Sooners. Top of the key, guarded by Winter. Step back, three ball, left to the circle. Right side of the rim, it caroms off to Nick Boyd. Boyd for Wisconsin. Up the floor, stops left to the circle. Garlock, high between the rings, feeds Winter inside. Blocked from behind by Tay Davis of OU. Sooners ball. It's Nwankwo with it. In the paint, stripped by Andrew Roney of Wisconsin. Boyd the other way for the Badgers. Boyd a layup attempt. It falls off the back iron, but he draws a foul. Wow, it turned into a track meet there for a couple of possessions.
It did, but again, Boyd and his ability just to continue to attack and attack. The last possession that he went to the rim, he was looking for the contact. This last time that he got and ended up at the free throw line, he wasn't looking for the contact. He was looking to finish. And that's the difference. Two times before, he goes in there, tries to get contact, tries to get cute with it, misses the layup. Wisconsin doesn't get anything on that possession. This time, he doesn't worry about getting cute. He goes through the body, trying to score the basketball versus looking for the contact. He ends up at the free throw line.
It is a shooting foul, so Boyd will get a couple of free throws. The next team foul against Oklahoma will put Wisconsin in the bonus. 4:08 to play in the first half. And Boyd trying to give Wisconsin the lead here at the free throw line. First free throw up. It bounces on the front rim and then the backboard before dropping in. It makes the score 32-31 Wisconsin. Boyd's second free throw attempt drops in. He's got 3 points at the foul line tonight. Five for the game, and Wisconsin up 33-31. Nigel Pack up the far side of the floor, right to left. Number high dribble through the legs, top of the key now. Jump past Kai Rogers, same spot on the floor. Underhand Brown, curls, right elbow extended. Crossover into the paint. Kick out Pack, swings it to his right. This is Nwankwo. Now Rogers a step inside the arc. His bounce pass taken by Rapp. Boyd on the dribble, middle of the floor. Feeds Blackwell, one step inside the arc, right side. Boyd now, top of the key. 20 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Left elbow Boyd steps outside the arc, heaves a three, misses short off the rim, but Oklahoma dribbles it out of bounds underneath. Attack, and Nwankwo got their wires crossed, and it'll be Badger ball underneath with a 20-second shot clock when we come back. You are listening to Wisconsin Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients in a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go Badgers! SeatGeek.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Welcome back to Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 33, Oklahoma 31. Exhibition play underway as we continue our countdown to the regular season start of college basketball. 3:31 to go in the first. Wisconsin paced by newcomer Austin Rapp, the sophomore who transferred in after an outstanding freshman season at Portland in the West Coast Conference. Rapp with 11 and John Blackwell now entering his third season of basketball at Wisconsin with 10.
I think overall, even though you talk about kind of, you know, Nick Boyd and the struggles, 5 points, 1 of 7, but it's been pace that I look at there. You know, you look at points, obviously a lot of fans do, but you can already see what Nick is going to bring to this team as far as this, the aggressiveness, the ability to get to the paint, the ability to create for others. When you want to play the way that Greg wants to play by spacing the floor and getting wide open threes, you need a guy that's going to be able to break that paint and be in there very quickly. Nick can do that.
Badger basketball underneath. Nick Boyd, baseline left. Inbounds. He was looking for Blackwell, but he was knocked over. He finds Garlock instead, who immediately gives it back to Boyd. He now has it on the left wing. Hook pass, Rapp, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Rapp, pass outside the arc again to Boyd. Retreats between the circles. Boyd, Garlock in his face. He follows the screen. 3 on the shot clock. Boyd finds the lane. Finger roll good for Nick Boyd. He's got 7. Butchie, you're giving me the side eye right now.
Well, a guy that can break the paint and get there when need to. And I think that's the thing that I'm excited about, most importantly with Nick Boyd, is what is he going to do shot clock, end of shot clock situations this year?
Kawal Atek with the three-point answer left of the circle for Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is now down 35-34. Badgers with a one-point lead, 2:42 to play, opening half. Blackwell drives, low block left, and he is fouled on his way to the rim. I just want to go back to that Boyd possession because he was a foot outside the top of the key with 3 seconds on the shot clock and got a layup to go.
And it starts with the first step. When you have 3 seconds and you get to the rim, it means your first step is really quick. And Nick Boyd's first step is really quick, and that's why he's able to do that. But I think the biggest thing is, again, end-of-clock situations where shot clock is running down, end-of-game situations. You've got Nick Boyd and John Blackwell with the ball in the hand to make decisions. I think you feel very comfortable in that. Last year at times, I thought there was a little bit of uncertainty as far as who was going to be that guy to take over those possessions. I think now you have two guys that you really feel very comfortable in saying, here's the ball, go make a play.
Well, Blackwell goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Wisconsin 36, Oklahoma 34, 2.5 to go to halftime. Kick out into the corner for Jeff Nwankwo, and he splashes a three from just in front of the Badgers bench on a good pass from Dayton Forsyth.
And I'm going to say it again, but short closeouts yet again by Wisconsin.
Badger ball, Andrew Rohde left wing. Rohde left elbow looking to make a pocket pass. It was intercepted by Forsyth of Oklahoma. Xavier Brown at the free throw line, cut off by Rohde. Rohde, a rangy dude defensively. Nwankwo, though, top of the key. He rattles in his second straight tray.
And there's 7-11 Oklahomans from three.
Wow. Sooners by
good.
4. Yeah. Boyd, low block left, blocked by Wagi, who had a height advantage. Oklahoma in transition. Nwankwo on a layup attempt. Low block left is fouled by Austin Rapp of Wisconsin. He's going to the free throw line. Rapp's first personal.
And so much of college basketball is the three-point line now. And Oklahoma, I said 7-11. I didn't count the one that just made. They're 8 of 12 now. And Wisconsin, 2 of 12.
I mean, you don't necessarily expect the team on the road in its first and only exhibition game to just set the net on fire like that as Nwankwo hits his first free throw. Credit Oklahoma shooting the lights out here at Fiserv Forum. One more for Nwankwo, and he hits them both. 8 points for Nwankwo in fairly short order here. His first three-pointer went down not that long ago. 42-36 Oklahoma, 1:37 to go until halftime.
And of the 42 points for Oklahoma, 24 from the three-point line.
Andrew Roney with an answer for Wisconsin. Left wing three ball good. Wisconsin's third triple of the game, 42-39 Oklahoma. Dayton Forsythe top of the key. Nwankwo travels. My goodness.
Not once, not twice, but maybe three times.
Four times.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'm not even gonna say you're wrong on that one. Sure, yeah. It was the shuffle. It was the Friday night shuffle, I think.
Gosh.
The icky shuffle.
The icky shuffle is right. I feel like we owe a shout out to Phil Dizik. 1, 2, 3, 4. We want more. I know it's not hockey, but it's travels on Oklahoma. That's how many we got. Nolan Winter, top of the key, three ball short. And the rebound picked up by Xavier Brown, right to left. Brown hands it off to Reed underneath, who rocks the rim for Oklahoma. 44-39 with 50 seconds to go in the half.
Definitely did rock the rim.
It's still shaking down there on the left side. Wisconsin ball, Jack Janicki working his way to the top of the arc. Winter high on the right, chest pass, Rohde. Brings it up with the left hand, top of the key. Rohde now dribbles down to his right, just off the free throw line. Bounce pass, Winter. Winter underneath, lays it in.
Yeah, we've seen three passes like that from Rohde. Two of them were deflected for turnovers. That one gets through. But you can tell early on, exhibition games, it's just an example of sometimes trying to figure out how you can get that pass through and how you can't.
Rohde, 6'6", 195. You really see the length that he brings to the table at the three position. Xavier Brown from Oklahoma with 3 seconds to go in the half. Right elbow, fadeaway jumper on the rim, and it drops in. That's kind of according to plan for Oklahoma. Everything is falling for the Sooners, whether it's three-point tries or contested two-pointers, and that's how the half ends, 46-41 Oklahoma.
Yeah, just short closeouts by Wisconsin. You'll make that adjustment going into the half, but this is what you wanted from an exhibition game. You wanted to play against a really good team that was going to challenge you in certain ways. Wisconsin's been challenged here. They've done some things to hurt themselves, but you go back, you evaluate, and make changes. This is why you're playing these games.
Badger fans, if you're listening to this right now, it's time for a reward. Reward your full-time fandom with an ice-cold Modelo. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. Our score at the half, Oklahoma 46, Wisconsin 41. Coming up, our Culver's Halftime Report. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The Daggers.
Got it, count it, and a foul. John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Sponsored by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Oklahoma leads Wisconsin 46-41 in exhibition play. Coming up on the top of the hour here, it's time for an ID. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, taking a look at the box score, Wisconsin is led by Austin Rapp and John Blackwell with 11 points each. Andrew Rohde with 5 points, Nick Boyd with 7. Andrew Rohde with 5, as I mentioned. Nolan Winter has 4, and Alexis Bielauskas has 3. Oklahoma is led by Darion Reed with a dozen, 2 for 4 from 3. And the story of the first half for Oklahoma, their three-point shooting, 8 of 12. Just about everybody who's touched the floor has gotten a triple, it feels like. Jeff Nwankwo has 8, Xavier Brown with 6, Mohamed Wagi with 4, Dayton Forsyth with 4, Ty Davis with 3, and Kawal Atek with 9. That is our quick recap of the first half. And coming up next, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
On game day, there's nothing like Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly.
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients in a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets, so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Fiserv Forum. It is time for our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. I'm with Brian Butch, and Butchie, I'm going to talk to you about these exhibition matchups that we're starting to see more of in college basketball, where it's Power Four teams playing each other. We got Wisconsin-Oklahoma tonight, for example. I don't remember matchups like this being a regular part of college basketball preseason. What do you think of it? Do you like it? Do you not like it? What are your thoughts? And why do you think we're getting matchups like this now?
Well, I love it, first of all, because there's attention earlier on college basketball.
versus November 3rd, because there's matchups people want to see. Yes, it's Wisconsin, Oklahoma. Tomorrow night, you've got St. John's, Michigan. Sunday, you got Baylor, Indiana, just to name a few of them. When you hear that, you want to tune in. You want to see what's going on. It's kind of that first glimpse that you get of college basketball. Nothing to take away from the first games, but they're usually not the best games. These are fun, and I know the coaches love it because they get to actually see what their team is and who they are and who can perform when the lights are on, which is huge.
Nothing against the typical matchups against programs like UW-Platteville, but it's got to give you a clearer idea going into the season of what you've got when you've got a team like Oklahoma to compare yourself to.
You have to. Exactly. Again, Platteville's awesome, and I love what Greg does with guarding against cancer because of that and how that relationship is, and he knows how important D3 is in the state of Wisconsin, so I hope that doesn't go anywhere. But I'd love to see two or three more of these as well, because these guys, they're practicing year-round, even though there's hour limits and what they're supposed to. This now is year-round. So let them have a couple of games in September. Let them have a game in August where they're able to do it. This is the only – college basketball is the only league where it doesn't happen. Overseas basketball, you have friendlies for 2 months. I remember getting on buses and going to random places and playing other teams all over when I played overseas. The NBA has preseason. So you look at that, like every other kind of league has that. I think college basketball needs more of these.
We'll continue with our American Family Insurance halftime conversation in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dogs sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're celebrating game day live at the Kohl Center or cheering on the team from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song